want to explain for a moment that the Megillus Tynus, popular sefer written around the time of the 100 years before the Chorban Beis Hamikdash by Yesheni. And there's a list, not unlike what it sounds, it's a Megillus Tynus, a list of things you have to fast on. Most of it is a list of holidays that you're not allowed to fast. That's why it's called Megillus Tynus. Different Yom Tovim and celebrations because of milestones, events that took place during the history of the Jewish people, specifically the last 200 years before the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So for instance, I was just looking, Yud Gimel Adar is called Yom Nikanar. That was the day that the evil Nikanar was killed by the Chashmonaim. Yud Dalet Sivan was the day that we, the Chashmonaim, this was all under the Chashmonaim, were able to conquer Caesarea, and that became, that was a big Greek town, believe it or not, not just Roman, but earlier a Greek town, and the Hashmonaim were able to take it over. This is just to mention three or four out of 17 things that took place just in that tkufa. There's 20, Chav Vav Cheshvan, we resettled the Shomron. And Chav Vav Cheshvan, that was a holiday. They marked it on the calendar, and everybody made a holiday. On Dalad Kislev, Hordos died. Interesting, they made a holiday out of that also. So when he died, that was Yom Hordos. That was the day that he died. And all of these days were days that that Chachamim at that time said, you're not allowed to fast. You have to make a yontiv. You have to have a suda. Some said you should sing zmirois. Some said you don't have to sing zmirois. Those were Yom Tovim. And that's called Megillus Tynus. One of them, or one of a couple that we did keep that went further, was the Ness of the Pach HaShemen on Chof Hei Kislev. So that was another milestone. That's one milestone on the list of 15 or 16, I don't remember, 15 or 16. One of them was that we found a Pach HaShemen that was pure and it lasted 8 days. Everybody knows the Hanukkah story. So that one, that we kept. So the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kuf Ayin Gimel is Hilchasa Pi Alocha Batla Megillus Tynus. We don't keep the holidays in Megillus Tynus any longer. Why? Because once there was a Chorban Beis Hamikdash, so the truth is that all of that became irrelevant. So we took over to Shomron, but we're not in the Shomron now. What's the point? Said the fact that Hordos died wasn't as important because other pains in the neck were born after the Chorban. So b'chol hayomim maksuvim ba mutter lishanos b'hem. So even if you have, like in your calendar, you have a fancy thing that you're not supposed to fast on this day, says the Shulchan Aruch, you are allowed to fast on this day. We just simply don't celebrate it anymore. B'chol shekein lifnei v'lachreim chutz mi'chanukah purim she'asur lishanos b'hem ba'asmen. Chanukah and Purim, they remain. What's the reason that they remain? In other words, Chazal worked out that even though it's not important to us any longer, it's not a cause of celebration, it might be important historically, but it's not a cause of celebration that we took over the Shomron when we're not in the Shomron. Like we've seen a lot of miracles, hopefully they should be, but Lenetzach. But once it's not Lenetzach, then the miracle becomes somewhat irrelevant. It's not a cause for a celebration when we don't have the Shomron. But the Pach Shemen, this apparently the Chazal took out and they said, no, this has relevance even after the Chorban. Meaning the fact that Hashem did this Ness during this time was like a completely spiritual thing. It wasn't Ala Milchamais. It wasn't a Milchama. It was a Ness that showed that Hashem is with us. And that maybe is more important during the Golos than it was even before the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. So that's the history. You have to look at Chanukah as one of a number, and ad kedei kach, that when the Gemara says in Shabbos that on eza nes kavua, like we know Chaf Hei Kislev is a yontiv, they weren't even sure in the Gemara which nes exactly happened, because there's a whole list of nisim that might, maybe this is Chaf Hei Kislev, maybe this is Chaf Hei Kislev. So they said no, it was on the Pach HaShemen. That's the pshat in the Gemara, not which miracle of all the miracles did they pick out. No. Which Chaf Hei Kislev, you're not allowed to fast, says the Gemara. And the Gemara then asks, what happened on Chaf Hei Kislev? The answer is the Pach HaShemen, which remained with Klal Yisrael ad hayom hazeh, even after Mashiach comes.